Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderous intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
This says, hello. All right. I can't tell if I'm on or not. This thing seems to be having some kind of lag. Sound like it come on.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, murder and murderous intent, the confusion
like
of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality. Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft. All perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and break dancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
I'm having a messed up time here. Okay. I just turned that off. How does it sound, folks? Yeah. Well, I've got a new kind of microphone here. I sound like I'm on a spaceship. See if that's better. That's better. That seems to be a little bit. Still got lag. Oh, really different. Dorkaphone. Yeah, I paid a lot of money for this thing. I don't know why it sounds so weird. Maybe it's my computer. Sounds like you're sitting on the mic. Oh, let me try. I don't know what else to try. I like the other one better. It sounds just fine. It's slower and too slow. You sound fine. Mixed comments out here. Do I sound like a computer? Because on this playback thing, I sound like really drag like a computer. I don't know what to do here. It's slow. I know it's slow. Maybe if I play with it a little bit. I don't know what else to do. How's that? I'm not Miss Technical. What? Yes. No. Is that better? Alright, we'll go with that. That doesn't sound as bad. How's that one, folks? We'll take it as it is. Okay. Well, there's a couple things I want to talk about tonight. I was looking at this stuff because I was asking Dad to teach me something new. I was kind of getting bored of the same old stuff. And so he took me back to this black goo stuff we've been looking at over the years. And, I don't know about you guys, but it's getting really hot here. Alright. I wish they gave you time to play with this stuff, but they don't. How's that sound? Is it any better? A little better. Yeah. Okay. So, I've narrowed it down to two different types of black goo here on the earth. I didn't narrow it down. Others did. I'm just picking up on what they're saying and chewing the grass and spitting out the hay. Because there's the crowd that talks about black goo, and goo is a code word for alien, like an alien technology or anything to do with alien. And then the other type is just crude black oil. It's just oil. And so there's definitely a difference between the two. Otherwise, all the freaks would just go swim in Saudi Arabia with the black crude oil. And that German scientist said something interesting about something that happened in 2013. I picked up on a couple things he was talking about because I thought it was interesting. First of all, I'm just going to jump to the gun and state what he said about 2013. He said that all of the goo that had been on the planet was reprogrammed to good goo. Now, what they're talking about is black goo is an essence. And this essence is a live intelligence. And so they were going to use the evil part of it, what they call black goo, to reinvent and reconstruct man's DNA. Because they found that they could make it stick like a sludge in between the strands of human DNA. And they're always trying to get control of the nervous system of humans. That's what this whole Magellan's disaster ended up doing. It was a first run at trying to assimilate a connection between chemtrails and the airs we breathe and loading our bodies with metals. And people with Magellan's are just full of metals, and that's what those strands are. They're red and blue. They're connected to RFID, which is a computer chip technology. It's radio microwave. It would be, if you had Magellan's, then you need to go away from acidic foods, stop breathing the oxygen in the air, literally close yourself up somewhere for about 2 weeks, and just eat pure vegetables and fruit and starve it right out of your body. So I wouldn't be looking for modern day cures for Magellan's when it's basically right in your own hands to get rid of if you have, because it thrives off acidic foods. It's a fungus. So you just starve it out of your body. So in 2013, apparently, all this black goo was reprogrammed to good goo because the universe, the essence of the earth, I don't know, they go on with some blue bog explanations, you know how they are. I'll tell you what happened, because by 2013, we had destroyed three of the four brains that they had operating on Earth. And I know these scientists are calling them quantum computers. But I'm telling you, the Lord had us busy in 2012 and even the year before that, taking out these brains, and they were literally brains. They were deep in underground bases. I'll tell you right now, one was at Fort Knox in Kentucky. Everyone thinks that thing over there is full of gold and it's nothing but a underground base. The government wasn't even allowed near it. And all they could do was keep people out, because if they went near it, they'd end up dead because the aliens would have just killed them. But there was a base under there, and they were feeding these live brains, humans and other things, almost like a computer, because they were trying to find viruses that could wipe out humanity, that could hurt and harm humans. And so they would feed it humans and somehow get some kind of answers, like a computer, out of this thing about chemicals and viruses and things that could actually be used to hurt humans. And so really kind of strange. I can't describe it because I'm not a scientist. But if you were just walking along and happen to see one of these things in an underground base, it looks like a brain. It's not a computer. It's a brain. And there's four located in the world. We took out three of them. We took out three. And so all of a sudden in 2013, they're proclaiming that all of the black goo was reprogrammed into good goo. I wish I had more understanding of the technologies of this stuff, but I can just piece together the things the Lord's had us do over the years to what we've been doing in the background to destroy their kingdom on earth. And we've been successful at almost every turn we've taken. Just completely unreal, folks. And so we know we're being led by the hand of Yah. And the Bible codes always says we're destroying them, we're crushing them. And if you really saw and understood the magnitude, you would really see that we have. Because the magnitude is so great, I can't even explain the half of it. And so when I do get a glimpse, it's all you can do is laugh and praise the Father, because, you know, everything we do is for Him. Most of us are halfway on our deathbeds just because we've been in this war for so long. And the retaliation from them has been so hard, you know. And I like how the scientist was saying everything's computer and that the government generates a kill list based on computer algorithms and what this computer, who they think is dangerous and needs to die. I had to laugh because I know how it runs. They have a list. Somebody puts up a name, and 10 people in a particular circle in D.C. have to sign off. And so there has to be an agreement of at least 10 to assassinate a particular person. And so I've been sitting on that list for a long time. So I don't know. These videos online, folks, you really got to chew the grass and spit out the hay. And only if you have a grasp of really how things run are you going to know what you're hearing, grass or hay. I think the thing about the black goo, other than it reminds me so much of Ebola, because Ebola has that black goo coming in and out of the orifices of people's bodies. And so I think that's why I was making a connection with black goo and this Ebola. And there very well could be a connection because the whole point of getting control of this black goo is because they want to put it in the chemtrails. It's already in the rain in Germany. It's assimilating into the skin of humans. It assimilates into your skin. You breathe it. You become full of metals. Very important, folks, and I've said this over the years, very important to detox from metals. And I remember when Morgellons started coming out years ago. And I said back then, this must be 10 years ago. And I said, it started from vaccinations. And everybody started saying, no, it's chemtrails. And yeah, it's chemtrails. But what did the scientist say? He actually confirmed it starts from vaccinations. It starts with the mercury they put in your body. It's like they're building a system. And they start when you're born. They start with these vaccinations. They start putting mercury in your body. And then they start adding more and more and more metals. And the air you breathe has so much metals, particles in it from the chemtrails, that it starts to accumulate in your body. And it builds and it builds and it builds. That's how they plan on turning people from human DNA into transhuman creatures. Because this stuff's going to stick to your DNA strands and then rebuild your DNA. So very important to always detox from metals. Do metal detoxes. Stay away from acid foods. Keep your bodies alkaline. Because nothing, no viruses or funguses or anything can feast off of an alkaline body. And to stay alkaline, you eat healthy foods. You eat vegetables and fruits. And, of course, wash them off because chemicals. And they're sitting in the fields and they're getting chemtrails on them. So you can combat this stuff. You can actually combat it. I personally don't know anybody with Magellans, but I've noticed that there's boards springing up everywhere. There's a Facebook group of them. But it's all for metals. It's all for metals. And that can be wiped out by keeping your body alkaline because it can't feed in an alkaline environment. And these things have to feed. Artificial intelligence has to feed on something. A couple of the things I found interesting was back in the Deepwater Horizon disaster back in 2010. And I'd heard back then from a government friend of mine, started because they were drilling for gold in the Mexican Gulf and they went too deep and they cracked the ocean floor. And of course we all know what happened then. Well, we consider it BP blown up and oil everywhere. Well, what happened was they released black goo, the bad kind, because remember there's two kinds, the good kind and the bad kind. And when they released the bad kind, there were 17 different nations here with their submarines, with everybody trying to get it. Everybody's trying to get it. They want to get a hold of this evil black goo because the evil stuff is what they're trying to use to control people because they can assimilate it in chemtrails and the rain and get it to stick in your body like a sludge to your DNA strands. And they want to control. It's all about control. Now, I like some of these other videos that are coming out. It was kind of funny because it was talking about how even the aliens are afraid of this black goo. They're afraid of the good stuff. They're not afraid of the black stuff. Anything that they're afraid of is good for us. Because if they're afraid of it, it means it's good. If they liked it, it means it would be evil. They only have one thought process, and that's to destroy humans. They don't have anything else on their mind. They say they're coming to help humanity. It's a lie. They say they want to heal and help people, and they do a little bit to try to deceive people. Their main goal is to destroy every human on the planet because they want the planet for themselves. And so if they hate something, it's good for us. But the way Harold was talking was that in 2013, we no longer have anything to worry about, blah, 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 go back to sleep. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case at all because this whole black goo monoatomic gold thing is the basis of alchemy and it's the basis of what they're going to be doing when they arrive here. Alchemy is one of the foundations of the entire New Age movement. This whole alien agenda, they're all into alchemy, turning base metals into gold. That's what they try to do. And not necessarily gold, like we think gold, but black atomic gold. because you can take black atomical and smash it into a white powder. And it's this white powder they snort that gives them longevity. Doesn't give them immortality, but it gives them longevity. They can live to 800-900 years with monoatomic gold. Now you're thinking probably like I am, some of these beings seem like they've been around a lot longer. Well, that was 900 years on Earth. These beings, this Ashtar Command, have to have this monoatomic gold to operate on Earth. Not necessarily in space, but on Earth. And so, you know, if they want to come here and portray that they're gods, then they're going to need a lot of monoatomic gold to hold their form as somewhat human-looking beings. Otherwise, they're just ugly, grotesque creatures, folks. Now, some of these videos want to fool you and take you down the rabbit trail that the Bible talks about manna as being black gold. And it's a total lie. It's a total lie because the manna God fed the Israelites talks about manna being like, it was like a white, non-leavened matzo-type cracker bread. It was collected in the mornings, and if it wasn't eaten right away, it would spoil. And so, you know, it's a far cry from saying it's some kind of a gold when if it wasn't eaten right away, it would spoil. They're trying to confuse people. People that don't read the word. They want you to think that this black gold was necessary. But exactly, that wasn't necessary to them. And the Lord used manna so his people would eat and survive. Humans need food to eat, not powder. Okay, so I thought it was interesting. I wrote an article on monoatomic gold years ago. And didn't even realize I'd done codes on it. I've done thousands of Bible codes. Some of the terms associated with this whole monoatomic in gold in the Bible codes. Ashtar, Underworld, Master, Ghoulish. Ghoulish is also another term for demonic. Energy drink, supplement, poison. They're putting it in the energy drinks. Sublimity, sycophant. Abuse, ambusher, arrival, cleansing, poison. Dilute, encoded, pattern, gender, process, death. The continual consumption of this voodoo juice will eventually lead to your death, not give you longevity. Bribe immortality. They're going to bribe you with immortality and longevity. Snort myrrh. They're trying to say that this black gold is the same thing as myrrh. But what I found is that myrrh is actually, let's see if I can find it in this article. It's actually a substance, a gum substance found in Ethiopia. It has nothing to do with white powder. And so theirs does. Their monoatomic gold is white powder. But the myrrh that the wise man gave Yahushua was a gum substance. It wasn't a white powder. It's in this article somewhere. I'm trying to skip through really fast and find it. But you guys can also read this article on your own. Yeah. According to the Hebrew Masoretic text, myrrh is a pale yellow gum which grows from a shrub in Somalia, Ethiopia, and Arabia, which was used as a spice, medicine, and making of the holy oil of the tabernacle. Okay, this myrrh can be crushed into a white powder form or even liquefied to be used in life water and energy drinks. And Sananda will be a huge supporter of it. It will be mandatory to drink the Kool-Aid if you want to survive in the coming kingdom of the age of Aquarius on Earth. And so, yeah, I guess I could do the same thing with the pale yellow gum, which actually it is, but it's not from a black goo stone found in the earth, although that is some kind of way that they can crush that into powder. I took my headphones off, so I'm wondering how this sounds. Am I sounding any better? People in the chat room, does this sound any better? I think maybe it was my headphones giving me a lag, so I took off the headphones. I'm hoping that's the problem. You sounded consistent. Okay. All right, then this is better. You sound great. All right. Checking up with my homies in the chat room. Some of you guys have been with me for a long time. You know, I actually started this show in 2004. Some of you have been with me for 10 years or longer. Some of you were on that trip with me to Kentucky to wipe out that brain. Also New York City. There was one in New York City. Imagine that. We've been all over the place. And where I couldn't get to, the Lord stood up other warriors to get to. And so, you know, just all the different ways that they're working to overtake the nervous system. Remember I said Satan never counts on just one thing. Counts on many different roads to accomplish one thing. Like the octopus. So you can never quite figure out, because there's not one way. There's many. But I have found that there's certainly one effective way to destroy them all. And that's with the Oregon War we have against them. What I found interesting was, even with all the videos that are out there misdirecting, misleading, giving you some truth but garbage, some of the best stuff comes from the Satanists themselves. Not because they want to give us truth, but because they own who they are, so they're not hiding who they are. I can't stand it when Christians talk a mile about the Lord and they're nothing but Satan freaks. They hide who they are. But one of these videos was talking about how the people that can't be overtaken by this transhuman technology are people who have a lot of love. And you always hear it over and over again, how love is the number one weapon to destroy evil. And it's because they can't overcome a person's heart. And so that's why they can't overcome Christians. And that's why they want to kill them. Because they're the hardest to possess. You know, when you can get people to willingly sin and follow after pagan gods, those people can get soul scalped. They can get taken over. They can get possessed. And so that's why they try to lead Christians astray, lead you down the wrong road, get you into to alcohol and into drugs, get you out of the Lord's realm of protection and over on Satan's playground, so that you can become so embroiled in sin that they can possess you. And yes, it does happen to Christians all the time. They get in trouble because of their sins. You reap what you sow, folks. They also go on to explain the different colors of the a person's chakras throughout their body, and I know that that's those are gateway points. Those are doors, entrance points. Everybody hates the word chakras because the New Agers use it. But there's actually gateways into a person's body through their forehead, their heart, their, I think there's one in the throat area. I know there's one to sexual organs. And each chakra has a different color. And the reason those with Magellans are red and blue is because that's those are can be controlled by electromagnetic waves. They can't control the heart, which is green. Green is the color of the heart chakra. And so I thought that was interesting. And yellow is the soul. It's the essence of the person. And so they try to use their technology to get a foothold into your bodies, to take control of your nervous system. And they've actually moved on from the kind of tech that was causing Magellans. They moved on into black goo. Because their tech they were using was causing Magellans. So they stopped using that one and moved on to something else. Supposedly. But like I said, if you have chips and other types of weird stuff going on, nanotechnology in your body, nanobots, and I guess with nanobots, it feels like live bugs crawling underneath your skin. And so that's nanobots. And I've heard that before from people with Magellans. One of the effects of it was the feeling of bugs crawling underneath your skin. That's actually the nanobots traveling through your body. And like I said, folks, you can starve that. That stuff has to feed. It feeds off fear. It feeds off anger. It feeds off an acidic environment. Get your body's alkaline and do metal detoxing. And take orgone baths. Take a bath and put orgone pucks in it. And stay out of the air for a while so you're not breathing chemtrailed air. And you could starve this stuff out of your bodies. I mean, even they, the scientists talking about it, it's an easy cure for Magellans. And that's exactly what they were talking about, basically, is just turning your body's alkaline and staying out of the air for a while. So you're not breathing any more into your system, any more metals, and detoxing it out of your body that way. They're starting this hype again about 8 days of darkness. I haven't seen a whole lot of hype of it, but hey, we'll take any kind of hype because that means something's up, right? When they start hyping something. I love their explanation, too. They're claiming that from December 16th to the 23rd, because, like, remember that back in November I said that they were hyping 8 Days of Darkness? Well, now it's December. It's moved to December 16th to 23rd, 8 Days of Darkness. And they're claiming some kind of conjunction of Venus and Jupiter is going to cause an explosion on the sun. And the sun's going to burn out and dim out for 8 days before it reboots and restarts. I like this kind of stuff. But hey, at least they keep moving, because when they sit still, nothing's happening. Of course, they're calling it that, and then they're calling it a solar storm and dust and space debris that's going to block the sun. Well, they wouldn't have to block the sun if the sun just exploded and burn itself out. So I think they're up to something in the, because they can remote view. And I think what they do is they remote view and try to figure out when we're leaving. Because this show itself is such a huge part of their agenda. They all listen to this show because they want to know what we're saying. what the Father's revealing. And so they try to gauge when we're leaving so that they can piggyback as we leave, they arrive. Remember I always said that those events were back-to-back? Because they literally piggyback off of it. The glory of us leaving, they're going to piggyback on that glory ride. You know, they're gonna piggy off that radiance, illumination going on in the skies when we leave to bring in their arrival because they can't produce it themselves. Their technology is not going to work. Our orgone has pretty much killed their technology, at least here in America. The little games, the little charades, the little barium holographs in the sky. If you've noticed, they don't work very well here. They work in other parts of the world where there's little orgone, but as they've stalled over the years, we've been able to cover those parts of the world that had little orgone and get more in it. In fact, I was looking at stuff in the codes the other day, and I was talking about Iraq and how they're all mad because the orgone, Obama in particular, really mad because the orgone is saturating the palace and the green zone in Iraq. And I'll tell you what, we orgoned Iraq. Wow, might be 5 years ago. But we didn't have a lot. Something is always better than nothing. That's always said. Might take a little longer, but something's better than nothing. But the little something we got over there has managed to reach the green zone. So I'm excited. I laughed when I saw that. I know the warrior who was over there. I remember one time I was just talking to a soldier that was out in Iraq, and he was telling me about the abductions and the spacecraft they would see at night. Now these are an American soldiers out in Baghdad, one of the bases out there, and they're in the middle of the desert, not too far from the Euphrates River, and he would talk about how they could see these alien spacecrafts at night. And I said, you know what? He felt that they were abducting people. And so I said, you got to put orgone out there. You got to bury it in the desert. So keep it away from you, because he just wanted to protect himself. That's usually the person's, anyone's first thought, protect myself, my family, his brothers, whatever. And so I sent him a bunch of orgone out to Iraq. And how I did it was I sent him socks and I put it in the socks. sent him a couple treats, some candy, whatever, that wouldn't melt. Sent him socks and t-shirts and stuffed the orgone in the socks. And so he got the orgone and was able to put it around where they're at out there, where they were out there. And so that was years ago. And then there was another warrior going through the area, was able to really get some good areas because he was on foot, in the car, whatever you want to call it. We're really able to travel. And so, it took a while, but hey, we got the green zone. It only would take one puck. It might take a couple years to saturate. But you have to remember that even one little puck of orgone is a constant emitter. It never stops emitting. And so it just keeps emitting and emitting and emitting. Throwing up orgone in the air constantly, 24/7. So eventually it's going to saturate in the atmosphere. And the atmosphere is going to spread out like a smoke cloud. And it's going to get further and further and further out, you know. So they're mad. They're mad. The little palace in the desert out there in the green zones, saturated with orgone. And I don't know why the Japanese are here in Ohio. I know they're in the skies. People gravely underestimate the Chinese, or not the Chinese, the Japanese. Because they have technology most of the world doesn't have. They literally can help the aliens build starships in the skies. And they man them. And the Japanese just have all kinds of crazy alien tech. And of course, they're big followers of Raphael. So, always said that they've been deceived by an angel of light. But they're always here. They're always around Ohio for some reason. Maybe it's because they can take the saturated air where the aliens can't. I don't know. I mean, eventually all ships with alien technology are going to crash. Because if you watch them, they go from white to yellow to orange to red to crash. Oh, I see some really red stars in the sky. And within 3 months, they're no longer there. They crash. People see them as meteorites streaking across the sky. Unfortunately, they burn up before they ever land on Earth. You can see them burning across the sky constantly, but you'll find no evidence of them. No big chunks of spaceships. And if they are found, we're not hearing about it. So interesting that they might be coming up with something. Or they think we're up to something between December 16th and the 23rd. Now, back in the day, rewind back to the time of Noah. I've told you November and December was the time they were all in the ark and the 40 days was pounding rain. It was at this time, I think, on the 16th. I usually get all these dates wrong, and then Dana... Brother Dana will contact me after saying, no, you got the dates all messed up. I always get dates messed up. It's usually around that time. But now, between the 16th and the 23rd, and the 16th is what, Wednesday? Is when he was sending the doves out. And the doves were going out looking for dry land and coming back with nothing in their mouths. And I think the 23rd is when the dove came back with a twig in his mouth, signifying dry land. And so, interesting correlations there. Where the window was opened on the ark and the dove was let out and came back. Yeah, Dana, Brother Dana has a whole write-up on it. You can see it on his Facebook, folks. If you go to his Facebook, Dana Haven. Interesting stuff. Interesting. I like correlations. I like to know what was going on back in the day in alignment with what we're doing ourselves. And so December was an interesting time for Noah. Yeah, the History Channel, they always portray Noah as a drunk. Do you ever see any of those shows where they talk about Noah? And they always portray him as a man who was just a total alcoholic and stuff. And couldn't be further from the truth. I've seen him, and he's such a sweet, harmless young, you know, old man. I mean, they can appear any way they want to. Very, very sweet. So, boy, I almost makes me want to do a whole show on scalar wave technology and how they're using chips and crystals and transhumanism and black goo and every time I try to do a thought-provoking show on that and give you technical specifics, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Maybe because it's all such garbage. It's all garbage. Maybe it's because we need to know some, but not to focus on it. I mean, my focus is all over the place. I realize that. More on the solutions than the problems. Because there's always a solution, very simple, to the problems they create with their technologies. And, you know, we have our orgone, we have spiritual warfare prayers. I've taught people how to put up shields around their bodies, their homes. A lot of people fighting against it, and the problem I have with that is, you know, I can't spend all my time with people I don't know, because you do that and then you find out someone's on antidepressants, and it's just a mess dealing with people on drugs, because they make them overly paranoid. They make them see things that aren't there. It's just crazy. But I try to do what I can to point people in the right direction. I'm just not going to deal too much. I'm not a therapist. I'm a warrior. And so the orgone out there, because orgone destroys their technology. They don't like being around it. Get it in your houses, in your bedrooms, under your beds. I mean, the military's got to the point where they can open up gateways right into your bedroom and abduct people right out of their beds. I mean, that's the kind of technology they have, where they can open doorways up. And so if you have orgone out that destroys their technology, then they can't do it. They can't use their technologies. I'm not saying all abductions are military, but a lot of them are. There's just so many different groups, so many different factions operating on Earth and against each other. That's why it's madness in the Middle East. We're cheering on Russia for blowing up American stuff because Americans are funding ISIS. And so the Russians are bombing ISIS. We're all cheering it on. And the Russians, and then the Americans are trying to take credit for destroying ISIS in the Middle East when it's Russia doing it. The whole Benghazi attack, I knew back when it happened that it was because they were trying to shut up that ambassador because he was threatening to come out with info on how Obama was arming the terrorist groups over there. It was that ISIS group. He had info on it. He wasn't going to stay shut-lipped on it. And so they killed him. They had to come up with an excuse to doing it. So they were arming ISIS back then, getting it all ready. So, yes, guilty as charged, but it's mostly Hillary, because Hillary was the one behind it. If I remember right, they were the ones who called Obama down to the bunker to even watch it go down. He didn't even know it was going down. And remember anything Hillary does, folks, she works for the Queen of England. And so anything she does is for the Queen's faction. So many different groups, you don't know who's working for what. Yeah, she works for the Queen. Her and Bill both. The Billary Group. They work for the Queen. So Obama works for the Russians and the Arabs. He's kind of like a Russian Muslim, if you want to say. He works for both of them. But it's just a clone anyway, just like Putin is a clone. It's no longer a personal noun for meaning a man. It's a collective group because it's a group of people making the decisions, and they say Putin's making them. Well, they do the same thing about Obama because he's not human either. And it's just a group of people making the decisions. And he goes on TV and plays president. So, yeah. I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know. So there's the lesson for today, folks. Get the metals out of your body. They can't turn you into a robot. That way, you can defeat all their technology by eating healthy. Stay away from the refined sugars, their flours, their fast foods, their McDonald's. Stay away from fast food. Stay away from McDonald's. I heard a lot from people last week. And they were like, thank you for saying we could eat Wendy's. I just said it was the worst, lesser of the worst evils. I don't think there's anything too bad about it. I haven't heard anything. I don't like I've heard about the others. And so, try to eat healthier. Stay alkaline. Go on an oatmeal diet for 3 days. Eat oatmeal and eggs. You know, the vitamin 12 in eggs will repair damaged cells. So if you're being health attacked a lot, eat eggs. The egg yolk and eggs will repair the damaged cells in your body from being under alpha attack. Alpha attack is extreme low frequency microwave weapons. So, sometimes you can get so attacked you just feel fried. And the egg yolks and eggs will repair that. Also, oatmeal will detox a lot of the metals out of your body. Taking orgone baths would be good. People do that. It'll deactivate a lot of the metals. So information is power, folks. Like I said, simple things can destroy their whole billion-dollar technologies. Anyway, folks, be back next week. Next week is, what is the date next week? That'll be interesting. The 21st, solstice. Well, that's a big ritual night of theirs. Should be interesting. I'm sure I'm on the menu. 16th to Monday. Now, do I think this is going to be 8 days of darkness? No. But go ahead and shock me. Go ahead and shock us all. I mean, we could use something. So that would be Wednesday. 16th Wednesday to the 23rd Wednesday. Shock us all. Do something. The 21st is Monday. So the 21st would be a lot more interesting than the 23rd, simply because they always seem to have their biggest plans on nights I have my shows. Anyway, folks, you're going to kick me off the air here. Till next week, everybody. God bless.